Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. It's me. I'm here with you again, your host, Emerald Greenforest. And today we're going to welcome our very special guest, John Marone. In his own words, I'm going to share with you a little bit about him. Poor, drug addicted, homeless, jailed, violence, depression, anxiety, lost, lonely, self-conscious, negative, unconfident, lies, abuse, neglected. Those are all words I have been associated with since I was a very young boy, whether it was myself or family. After years of suffering from self-infliction and family issues, I was able to see a whole new way to live. Eliminating all negative influences and studying the best minds in the world, including Olympic athletes, peak performers, high achievers, actors, business owners, men, women, white, black, Asian, young, and old, I then took those best practices and implemented. Fast forward many years, and I've taken myself from poor, addicted to drugs and violence, homeless, to standing on stage with having a successful life coaching company, public speaking career, and more importantly, transforming into my legacy daily, which is a legendary, life-changing mother effer. I've been on stage with Tony Robbins, sat down with Darren Hardy, Jay Abraham, Hal Elrod, and many more, and have the honor of giving my clients the clarity and accountability of what it takes to progress in all six equities of life to create the ultimate version of themselves, to live the life they've always felt deep down inside they were meant to live. Wow, John, welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you very much. I'm super, super grateful to have the opportunity to be on your show and be able to add some value to your community and everybody out there.
Awesome. Well, I am stoked to have you here, and I am really interested in some of the things that we talked about there in that opening.
A lot.
It is a lot. And I want to talk to you first about, so for me, Men on Purpose have a calling. And a lot of times they go through a pile of crap, which obviously you have, before they get awake to their calling. So what I'd like to ask you about, because we've already kind of talked about the pile of crap you've been in, what I'd like to ask you about is if you could take us to that pivotal moment where you woke up to that calling, or speak a little bit to whatever it was, whatever the story was or the experience was that suddenly allowed you to say, okay, enough with this crap. I need to do something different with my life. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. Great question. So it's hard to say there's one pivotal point. I think there's little by little, but then there definitely was that one time that really woke me up. You know, this gentleman by the name of Pat, he kind of took me under his wing and said, man, you're living life all wrong. I mean, there's another side of life. And he really had given me a breakdown of, look, sales 101, marketing 101, how to add value to people. God took me under his wing. And I was doing better at that point. But I was still, I would say, selfish in a way. And I didn't realize it. You know, I thought I was doing better. But I guess it wasn't where I needed to be because God still wanted to put some fear in my eyes. So it was October 29th, 2012. And I lived in New Jersey at the time. And we lived on a barrier island. So those who aren't familiar with the barrier islands, you're basically between different bodies of water. Now, we just got this house because we lived in motels. Basically went from tent to car to motel to apartment to finally a house. Right? Finally a house. When we moved in, beginning of October. And then October 29th, Hurricane Sandy paid us a little visit. It was a, you know, voluntary evacuation. You don't have to leave. Me being an Italian, maybe a little stubborn, you know what I mean? Definitely stubborn and said, no, it's okay. We're going to wait it out. So I had my whole family come. That's me, my now wife, my dog, mother, father, their dog. And we sat there and it was windy and low rain, but not much. Really wasn't much rain. And we're playing Monopoly because obviously all the, you know, electric is out. And all of a sudden I hear this trickle trickle across the water. And I look and I see water has entered our house. I said, well, this is about to get serious. Little did I know, when I went to the living room and I opened the door, it was already serious. We had 4 feet of water. In that moment, all I could think about is, oh my God, I just bought brand new furniture. What am I going to do with it? Right? Like, not even thinking anything crazy except my brand new furniture. And so we went ahead, I put everything up, got my whole family in the attic. And as I'm in the attic, the ladder's down, and I just see the water just climbing rung after rung after rung. And I hear thump, 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 and the tree is smashing the roof, and you see the water rising. And I look back, and in that moment, I could almost start crying. Now, in that moment, I looked at my family and I realized I put them in this predicament. Also, what have I done in my life, right? Like, what have I truly accomplished? Yeah, I partied, I had a good time, I changed some lives, some businesses, but really, what was my mark on this world? And it's weird because all I used to think about was money. I always thought my problem rooted from my family not having money. So I was always trying to go after that money. And in a moment of actual fear of dying, I literally thought to myself, what was I on this earth for? Like, why am I here? And why did I put my family in this predicament? So as I see the water rising and I hear the thumping, I said to myself, if I get out of this, I'm dedicating myself to creating the experiences in life to be proud of. And I want to give others the opportunity to do the same. I don't know what I don't know. I had to go searching for it, right? In a moment of really thinking I was going to die, it's a scary thought. It was that turning point that I said, this is it. I don't want to be something that just comes across this world and, you know, just leaves. And next thing you know, 10 years after I die, I'm forgotten about. Not remembered for the fights, right? Not remembered for the anger or the addiction, but remembered because I changed some damn lives. One gentleman took me under his wing and he's changed my life. How can I do that to the masses? Because I know there's a lot of broken people out there and they stop designing the life that they want to live. And they started living a life that they thought they had to live in order to get through. But it's not fair for us to be on this earth and not enjoy every second we can, be extremely grateful, have the deepest experiences as humans we could possibly have, all because we're trying to pay a bill. It's not fair for me, my family, or anybody that's here, because in that moment that I thought I was going to die, it wasn't about income. It was about impact. From now on, I chase impact and income will come. I know it will. And it has, but it only has become part of my life because impact came first.
Beautiful. So another thing that I feel is a mark of a man on purpose is that capacity to make a choice and to have the courage to make a choice. So I'm hearing in what that story was, you know, it's interesting. You talk about fear. God put fear in your eyes and death came to visit you. And so one of the ways that I hold it is less about fear and more about, like, you probably had the whisper and then you got the knock and then you got the cosmic 2x4 that said, yo, dude, you know, you're not in alignment with the greatest contribution that you can make on the planet. And so the important piece, though, that came out of that is I heard two things. Number one, in that moment where literally death was your informer, right? Death was your ally in that moment. Death was saying to you, choose, John Marone, choose. And you chose, and not only did you choose, but you actually created a contract for yourself that said, from now on, I am interested in creating impact. So I think that's really powerful and that's really brave. And it's really potent because of the intensity of the moment. Now, what I want to ask you about is, what do you do since then, 2012? It's now, you know, 6 years later, right? To maintain your commitment to that contract that you made.
So the contract, right? And I never heard anybody put it that way. And I absolutely love that. And that's why I love doing interviews, because that little bit of word shift, you know, you got a contract, you cannot void it, right? You cannot void it. And kind of backtracking, I'm not somebody that goes to church all the time or anything. So mind you, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, this is about God. No, it's not. This is about, we have a purpose. What do I do now? I invest in myself. And the way I invest in myself is to investigate others. Successful people leave clues. I want to go pick them up. So I do whatever I can day in and day out to interview, to sit in the same rooms as the most successful people. Success isn't like one landing spot. I always say, you know, we're not human beings, we're human becomings. And because becoming is a process, right? It's the process that we're looking for. So I'm always investigating the best minds because there's always somebody new that comes out that I see. I'm like, oh my God, he does this really well. So the things that I'm trying to overcome, the adversity that I'm trying to overcome daily, because you're never going to stop overcoming adversity. It just gets different levels. I am always on the hunt, and how I can grab information. Here's the key part, and then implement, right? It's consumption and then production. There's a lot of people out here that's all about that information. John, what book should I read? Who should I watch? John, what this? And I'm tired of it because all the information you have with no implementation, it's knowledge wasted, it's time wasted, it's energy wasted. My big thing is find that key thing that I'm trying to overcome or help somebody overcome, implement immediately, massive action, daily, be disciplined, stay super, super self-aware, and then move to the next thing. So it's just constant. It's the iteration cycle. When there's a problem, there's a solution, there's another problem behind it. I try to find problems quicker. I do, because I know if I can find problems and failure faster, I can succeed quicker. All the interviews I've done, billionaires, you said in the intro, men, women, you name it, all backgrounds, they failed way more than they've ever succeeded. And I know in myself, I just need to keep failing. And I start seeing little successes, right? Fail first, succeed second. I mean, the only way to fail is to take massive action daily. And I wake up early enough to make sure I have enough time to fail.
All right. Well, we're about to go to the break, but I want to just distill for the listeners what I heard in that. And I got a vision, actually, as you were speaking, when you said people keep asking you for more information, but then they're not really doing anything with it. They're not implementing. And so the vision that I got is kind of like the people on the cruise ships that go to the buffet table and they just eat more and more and more and more and more, and they don't really digest what they've just eaten fully. So as a result, they just become grossly overweight. And in this case, in this example, it's grossly overweight with information that's not going anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. But if you eat from the buffet just a small portion and you digest it and you integrate it in your life and you take action on that piece, then you're going to be in a state of optimal health. Metaphorically, I'm talking about this information overload thing that happens with a lot of people. And I think information overload and that constant grasping for it actually comes from a place of feeling empty and feeling disconnected. So when we come back, I'm going to ask you about how you maintain your own connection to that impetus to keep consuming and digesting and implementing in that process rather than just being that consumer, if that makes sense. Yeah?
Absolutely.
All right. Love it. So we're going to come back in just a second, but I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world, and I want to shout out this week to our listeners in the British Virgin Islands. Yay! I can't wait to go on vacation there and take the Men on Purpose podcast live to the British Virgin Islands. So listeners down there, whoever wants to invite me to come, just get in touch with us right away at listeners@menonpurposepodcast.com and I'll be packing my suitcase faster than you can imagine. We will be right back with John Marone in just a moment.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back. And right before the break, we were talking to John about his commitment to his contract that he made when he almost died in Hurricane Sandy. And that contract is to be somebody who is creating impact in the world So before we went to the break, we talked about people who are consuming and not really taking action. So I'd like to ask you a little bit about what your own personal process is, and if you have like maybe two or three actionable steps for our listeners to be somebody who is consuming mindfully the information and putting it into action. Like, what is your process that allows you to stay in motion and not get bloated?
I love it. Okay. So first off, 400 trillion to one. 400 trillion to one. That's the odds of us being born. So when I talk about, you know, I had that fear of I'm about to die, I don't want anybody else to go through that fear. Like, we are living a legit miracle. So I stay in gratitude every day. That's number one. Every morning I wake up, I have this little bench as I turn on my shower. I have this little bench I sit on before I get in, and I don't just say my gratitude. Now, I have a whole list of things I'm grateful for, but I only say five, and it's different every day depending on what I feel. But I say it, I visualize it, and I feel it. And if I cannot see it, visualize it, I'm not going to move past it. I'm not doing it to put a check in a box. I think a lot of people do that, right? Go to a conference, put the check in a box, say the gratitude list, check in a box. I'm doing it, you know, for a purpose. I walk into every situation with extreme intent. I'm intentional with everything I do. So gratitude is the first thing I do in the morning, because if you are negative or you're in a bad mood, it happens to everybody, and then all of a sudden you bring your gratitude in, they can't coexist. Your negativity and your gratitude can't coexist. So I'm going to make sure my gratitude is so evident that anytime that comes into my mind, I'm going to crush it with being grateful. That's number one. Number two, I'm big into affirmations. Yeah, I'm a big law of attraction guy. You know, I have a story that, you know, I would cry on a dime if I told you guys right now. But, you know, law of attraction is something I truly, truly believe in, because I've seen it work not just for me, but look at the celebrities that it's worked for, right? So affirmations, saying things that haven't happened yet, putting into the universe to manifest the reality. Number three is having a good morning ritual and a good nighttime ritual. The four most important hours of our day, two when you wake up, two before you go to bed. What are you doing during those hours? Right? How are you maximizing your minutes during those hours? So I'm waking up being, you know, super grateful. I have my affirmations. I'm crushing my first 2 hours of the day when most people are still sleeping. And most successful people wake up on the Fs between 4 and 5:59. I know some people are like, not happening, not waking up that early. Start with 5:59, stay there for 2 weeks, and then 5:55. Watch what you can do when you get 10 hours back in your life, right? If you're waking up at 7 now, try waking up at 5 for 5 days a week. In 10 hours, what would you do with your life? That's a huge piece. And then a question I ask myself about 10 times a day. So life is proportionate to the questions we ask ourselves, and it's also the sum of the decisions we make. Well, John Maroney used to ask himself really bad questions. Why me? Why this? Why was I born into this family? Why did I get arrested? Right? Like, I used to ask myself bad questions, which transferred into bad results, right? Or making bad decisions. So the best question I ask myself day in and day out multiple times, and this is for all my equities of life, health, relationship, financial, everything. It's simple. And this has cleared up my vision. It's, is this getting me closer to my goals or further away? Plain and simple, plain and simple. And the last but not least, my why. I'm super in tune with my why. So when I ask that question, I have to answer it honestly, because if I don't, I'm letting my why down. And whatever that is for everybody, it's my daughter and my wife, and it's creating a life full of abundance for them and experiences that, you know, humans unfortunately don't sometimes get to have. I want to give them everything that they could possibly have. And it's not financial things necessarily, it's deeper experiences. So when I ask myself that question, I have to be super vulnerable. And that's the only way I'm going to answer, you know, with the right emotion behind it to get the right answer, to make a better decision, to have a better outcome.
Beautiful. I love that question. And frankly, John Maroney, that is the question that changed my own life, that came out of the blue for me many years ago, back in 2001 timeframe, I saw a yoga teacher and she emanated peace. At that point in time in my own life, it was a shit show. I said to myself in that moment, I don't care what I have to, I don't care if I have to turn myself into a pretzel. I don't care if I have to paint my fingernails purple. I don't care what I have to do. I want what she has. And what that did for me was it actually anchored me in a desire for this greater experience, which for me, it was peace. And then from that intent and from that anchoring in that desire for peace, it was simple. I could just ask myself the question in every situation, am I getting closer to peace or further away? And then it was a simple yes or no. Like, and then now it's in your face. Now you have to choose what you say you want, right? So awesome. I love that question. And I knew we were going to be kindred spirits, John Maroney. Now I know one of the reasons why. I love the words equities of life. And what that says to me is that there's some piece of you that's very connected to your creative side. So men on purpose in my mind are also highly creative. And so I'd love to hear a little bit about how you work with the equities of life, how that, you know, idea came to you and how you serve your own clients. And before we get into that, I want to make sure that everybody knows how to find you. So if you are interested in finding out more about John Maroney, please go to johnmaroney.com, which is johnmaroney.com. And you'll find everything you need to know about him there. If you want to book him to speak, you might be interested in doing that. If you want to book him to work with you, I'm sure there's a way to reach him on his site there to investigate that possibility. So please, if you're interested in finding out more about John and his amazing equities of life and his body of work, go to johnmaroney.com. So now talk to me, John, about creativity and what you do in your own life to kind of enhance your creative power. Where did equities of life come from, right? Talk to us about that and how you work with your people to support them in those areas.
Yeah. So the John Marone 10 years ago had no idea what equities even meant, probably. You know what I mean? My equities were partying, you know, having a good time and making money. The John Marone now looks at life and says, look, we're consumed of many different things, right? So our six equities are our business, it's our health, mental and physical. It's our relationships, friends, family, you name it. It's our financials, right? Whether it's passive income, whatever it might be. It's going to be your spirit, and then personal, then your personal growth. So those six equities are where you need to progress in daily. Success is not a landing spot. We said it before, it's progression. It is progression. And I do something called a wheel of life. And the wheel of life is basically all those six equities. And I just take a metric. Hey, where am I? 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. Where am I in this equity? And I hit it, boom, boom, boom. Then I draw a circle around it and you'll see the kind of, you know, circle be really bumpy. So then I say, okay, so I'm a 3 and a 4 here. It's because I've been focusing so much on business or health, but my relationship's a 3. So I stay super self-aware monthly and say, this month, what do I need to do to increase 1%, you know, each day in those equities? I want to go from a 5 to a 6 this month and here and here. Then every week I have a chart that has all those six equities. And I put what my goal is for the week, whether it's relationship and it's send 3 text messages of love to the wife, right? Maybe it's business and it's go ahead and call 3 new clients. I'm going to have it in there. And then daily I have a must crush it list where I basically look at my weekly and say, okay, and kind of fill it out from whatever those things are. Then I put it into my calendar. So the six equities of life, that's who we are. That's what we're made up of, right? We're made up of energy, and six equities of life are each of those little energies, right? It's called 6 little energies because we got energy towards our relationship, energy towards our health. That's what makes us, you know, so powerful coming out of their energy. It's when every single equity of life is progressing, not that we're a 10, it's that we know that we were better than we were yesterday. Mm. So every day in my calendar, I get this little pop-up and it says, are you better than you were yesterday? Mm. And below it says, what did you do to get closer to your goal? And I have to sit back and say, I did nothing. Still got time in the day. Let's do it. And if I wasn't better, I have to say, what will I do tomorrow to get better? So I just stay super self-aware. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people think that discipline is the number one thing for success. I think they think that hard work is and hustle. And without them, you're not going to be successful or as successful as you want to be. But the number one thing that I found after interviewing all these super successful people, after in my own life implementing things, self-awareness is the number one thing you must have day in, day out to be successful, to create that ultimate version of yourself, to absolutely progress. Because discipline and all the other stuff, guess what? They're under the umbrella of self-awareness. Because if you aren't self-aware, how are you going to realize that you haven't been disciplined this week? It's going to be too long, right? 2 weeks, 3 weeks go by. I'm self-aware daily.
Beautiful. I have all these C's that define men on purpose. I'm going to have to add a C because you came into my world, John, and that is counting. Like, you actually take the time to count up where you're at. It's a reflection process and it's also an intention setting process, but then you go through this process of counting. Like, did I make that 1%? Did I do what I said I was going to do? And so I love that. And I'm very grateful for you coming onto the show today. Hopefully you have received out of this as much as I have. And I'm very excited, listeners, for you to hear what John had to say. And I need to make sure that I'm clear on the pronunciation of your name. Is it John Maroney? Because I heard you say Maroney, and then I heard you say Marone. So
it's John,
how do we pronounce it?
It's John Marone. If you're Italian, you say John Marone. But, you know.
Okay.
Yes, but John Marone, clear and simple. Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So please, listeners, reach out to John at johnmarone.com if you're interested in finding out more about what he has to offer to the world. And if you're interested in creating more equity in your equities of life. Thanks again for tuning in. Please let us know what you thought of this show or send in your questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.